Hello, everybody. Got to start one of these a couple years ago too, so don't feel bad. I don't know what kind of team we'll have. I really don't. I thought we looked pretty good in Kansas City, but I didn't think we looked very good up until that point. So I guess if we're going to go that route, not look good in practice, but look good when we play games, I'll take the trade-off. But we got a couple kids that can play. We're not very deep, not very tall, although we have some size, a little more than we've had at Allen. But they're a fun group to be around. I will say that about them. They work hard. So I guess there's something to say for that. You come in every day and excited to coach your team. So we're happy with that. Don't know how many games we'll win, but we will try to be competitive. Thanks.
And next up, Allen County and Katie Mahoney.
Hi, I'm Katie Mahoney. I'm new in the conference this year. So got hired like a week before school started. So, I'm not really sure how we're going to be. We are really small and we're not very athletic. And so we're trying to kind of find our identity right now as far as how we're going to remain competitive in the conference. We're just trying to get better every day. I don't know how the conference race is going to go, but I just know that we're focused on today in practice and getting better, and we'll see how it goes. We have a few players that that can play, and so it'll just be kind of how they progress and how they lead our team. I guess, does anybody have any questions for me?
Next up, Colby Community College and Antoine Edwards.
As far as my team is concerned, it's a good, bad, and ugly some days. You know, I just don't know what I'm going to get from them every day. I think we're talented in certain areas. We're probably a little bit more athletic than the Colby teams have been in the past. Could we be a better shooting team? I believe so. I have a couple kids that can really go. But, you know, for the most part, I think that we have to get better in a lot of areas. I think our biggest weakness is going to be our youth. You know, the worst thing about freshmen is that they're freshmen. The best thing about freshmen is that they'll be sophomores the next year. So hopefully they stick around. I think that for the most part, we're going to compete. We're going to battle. How the conference shakes out, it's pretty hard at the top. You know, it's pretty hard up there. So we can get up there and try to compete, you know, and just put on a good show. Hopefully what happens is the girls show up every day and they put in the work and we have some success. I'm pretty pleased with where we were this past weekend. We went down to Texas. I thought we'd go down there and drop all three. Didn't happen. I was disappointed. I wanted us to lose all three, so I had something to yell and scream at them about. But we didn't. We kind of actually played pretty well. So we got some work to do, but we'll get better.
Coach?
Yes?
It says on here that you and your assistant coach both first year. How do you feel like your ladies have done buying into you and your assistant coach's system this year?
It's a little bit of tug of war, simply because they're all – none of them have ever ran an offense. So they kind of just get the ball and they just want to go. So it's a little bit of me having to slow them down. You know, I think it's being real tight with the reins early with the idea that once I loosen them up, they'll be able to go. Trying to keep them on the same page. You know, I got a couple of kids that all they want to do is put that thing up. Some of them don't think about defense at all. So it's kind of like trying to get them to buy into playing the defense first, being a defensive-minded team first, offensive secondly. If we can get some stops, then I'll let them go on offense. If you can defend, you'll get a chance to shoot. If you can't defend, you'll be sitting next to me in one of them cushiony seats. So I think that's where we're at. I think some of them have bought into it because that's their program players. They came from a good system. Then I have a couple of kids that you let them loose and they'll go out there and get buckets. You try to put them in the offense, they'll look like they lost. You know, so it's going to take some time. We got a lot of work to do. Again, they're freshmen. So the biggest thing that happened to us is when we went down to Texas and we got our head beat on like a drum that first game. They were like, whoa, this is how college basketball is? And I was like, yes. Everything I told you is going to happen, what didn't happen? They said, everything happened, coach. I said, exactly right. So I think they're going to buy in eventually. It's having some success on the front end. You know, maybe we go out, win a couple of games, and then they'll really believe what I'm telling them to be true. It's just tough. All freshmen, 12 of them. I've never had a team like that ever. I've always had at least two sophomores, and this is like brand new to me. I'm pulling my hair out. I got some great coming in up here right now.
Labette Community College and Anna Nims.
Hey, everyone. Ultimately, this year it comes down to we finally have more numbers than we did last year. but we've already had a few injuries. Looking forward to the year. Have a lot of kids that work hard for me, but we'll see come game time. I wish you guys all the best of luck.
Garden City and Nick Salazar.
Good morning. Well, there's certainly a lot new at Garden City. Obviously, we lost quite a bit of talent off of last year's team. All-American Tamara Jones is off to the University of Southern Mississippi, and Michael Chin and Talia Pope are off to their Division I. So it's a brand-new start, not only for the coaching staff, but for our players. We don't have quite as many freshmen as Colby, but we do have quite a few. We have eight. We do have five sophomores, two returners. Allegria Chisholm returns. She started quite a bit for us last year. Jasmine Christmas returns. You know, in the post, we have 6'1". Sondra Davis transfer from Bowie State. She will definitely help us. And 6'3", Zantea Davis from Middle Tennessee. She will definitely help us as well. So I don't know that we're quite as young as people think. But obviously a lot of new things, but it's a good time to be a Buster. So far I'm really pleased with their work ethic and where we're at defensively. Got to come together and just continue to improve every day, but so far so good. Thank you. Good luck this year.
Neosho County and J.J. Davis.
Hello. We lost 70% of our scoring, 90% of our rebounding. First year coach. Just excited to be at Neosho. It's like Duke compared to Brown Mackey. Just excited to be here. Excited with the new coaching staff. Coach Crabtree came from Cameron University. We're ready to play you guys and have a good time. Thanks a lot.
And I think it's my turn. So we return five sophomores off of last year's group, three starters, which is kind of refreshing. We got a lot of athleticism in our freshman class, and they need to learn how to contain that athleticism and be a little bit more fundamental. But we're excited about this year's team. I'm excited to introduce a new assistant coach to our staff in Legend Wright from Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Legend. Hey. So anyways, our kids are working hard. They're just trying to figure out college basketball like everybody else is freshmen. We got blasted in Kansas City last weekend, which was very good for them and an eye-opening playing state fair to start off the year. So that was exciting. But we've made some progress since last weekend, I think, and we'll see how it goes this weekend at the Farha. But we're anticipating another good year, and hopefully we can just keep taking steps in the right direction. So any questions? Okay, we will move on. Fort Scott and Katie Riemann.
Hi. Well, I'm a little more positive this year. I haven't had to beg on campus for players yet. I have about three times the amount of players this year. So 11 freshmen, one sophomore. So that's how you can imagine it's been so far. Don't know much about them yet, except they work hard. We're young. That's about all I can say. I'm looking forward to getting to know them better. I love them so far. It's been a great group to work with, and we'll see how it goes. Thanks.
Barton County and Carter Kruger.
Well, first of all, I just want to say it's good to see everybody here. I know it's kind of been a long fall for everybody, and everybody's just excited to get out and play some other people. So as far as our team, we've got four kids back from last year who I've really been happy with and how they've kind of bought into how we want to do things, the level that we want to work at Barton. And you know, they're showing our newcomers the way to do it. We have a little bit more talent than last year, but you know, we still have a lot of work to do to get things to come together. So good luck to everybody this year, and we'll see you down the road.
Coffeyville and Emily Washburn.
Good morning. Well, our team is, I think we are much better than last season. Since it was my worst season ever as a coach, I hope we can't go down from there. But we have a nice group of returners that have shown a lot of hard work and just been good teammates and brought in our freshmen and been good leaders for them. So if we can get over some injury that we're having right now, I think that we have a chance to be pretty competitive. But I wish all of you the best of luck. Thank you.
Kansas City, Kansas, and Valerie Stamberski.
I don't know why you keep sitting down. I don't know.
Stand right here. We're all so quick.
Good morning. I want to welcome all the newcomers. I do have a new assistant this year, Sean Berkey, who's sitting back there. I have 11 freshmen on a 14-man roster, so every day is a new experience. So far, they work hard. We haven't scrimmaged yet, so I don't know really a whole lot other than what we see in practice every day, but it's a refreshing group from what I've had the past few years, so that's exciting. But hopefully we'll learn something this weekend when we step out on scrimmage, and hopefully John won't beat up on us too much and Carter won't beat up on us too much, but give us something to work with and move forward. So best of luck this year.
Cloud County and Brett Erkenbrack.
Good to see everybody. As Val said, we're in similar kind of a situation in that we have not had a scrimmage yet. Haven't had many practices either, I guess. We scrimmaged tonight up in Nebraska, so we'll get a little better idea of what our team is. We have three returning players, our best returning player being Jordan Alexander, who was a freshman of the year in the West last year, and she should have a good year for us. I also have a new assistant, Brady Jasper, who was the head coach the last 5 years at Colby. He has been a really good addition for us, and we have practiced well. We've been trying hard, and I appreciate that. I think this team works a little harder than our group last year, and hopefully we'll have some results to bear that out. Good luck to everybody. Thank you.
Independence and Leslie Crane.
Well, good morning, everyone. I would like first to say that I feel very privileged to be back in the Jayhawk Conference, and I think what a lot of people do not realize is that in my first go-around, I was very passionate about not only basketball but this conference for a lot of reasons. I think throughout the years, you've seen some great coaches come from this conference. You've seen the likes of Jimmy Littell, who is now still at Oklahoma State. You've got Keitha Adams, who is at UTEP, and of course, one of our dear friends who we lost a couple years ago, Kurt Budke. Young coaches in this conference, I think the thing that you need to understand is that coaches in this conference, they go on, they do great things, but they're great people. And it's tough. This is a tough job. This is a tough conference. This is one of the toughest conferences in the nation. As a former Division I coach, this is where I came for the players because I knew that they were educated. I knew that they knew how to play. They had the work ethic. The things that is taught here by these coaches is definitely something that we want all of our kids to learn as they go on. And like I said when I first started, I feel very privileged to be back in here with the likes of all of you. That being said, the job that I have at Independence, I feel very fortunate as well, too. I'm working for a great lady in Tammy Helganese, and I've got a great partner on the other side in Tony on the men's. And to me, when you have that great cohesive unit, it makes your job very, very good, and it's fun to go to that job every day. I've got a new staff, a great staff, Jim Papen, who is one of our assistants, and Taylor Floyd, who those of you that have been in the conference do realize that she was one of the top players here, and she's definitely gone on and done some great things, and so we're glad to have her back. We have one returning young woman this year from last year's club in Sabrina Berry. I think she was freshman of the year, I believe, last year. She's still doing a lot of very good things and a lot of challenging things. I'm going to say probably about the same type of thing, too, that we've got 11 freshmen. And I think probably the toughest thing that I'm trying to teach them is how important it is to be in a system. You know, a lot of these kids are coming from high schools or they're coming from AAU programs. They've never been put in a system. Well, what's a system? A defensive system, an offensive system, something that works close together and goes hand in hand. And they're having to buy into that. You know, you want them to look at the Hutch and what they are doing. You want them to look at what Brett's doing out to Cloud, so you can see and teach these kids by example and this type of thing. But unfortunately, when they go and they watch those, they're just like, oh, how can we beat them? How can we do this? You know, that type of thing. But as a coach, it's refreshing to see all of that. So right now, that's the kind of thing that we are struggling with. And I think probably one of the things that hurt us is that we went 3-0 up in Kansas City. And so when you deal with that many freshman kids and some of the immaturity sometimes that you have, it makes it a little difficult to have a good week of practice. So as every coach said up here before, when we went down to Texas, we got drilled. And so this week of practice, I know, will probably be much better. Kids will be much more attentive, and they will probably start to realize what the important things are. Videotape is definitely a great teacher. So we are in the process of making sure that everyone understands where we want to be and what we want to be able to do. But again, very proud to be back in the conference, and I look forward to this year and seeing everybody and being across from you all and competitive. Good luck to everyone. Any questions? Thanks.
Highland Community College and BJ Smith.
Just a quick story about our team before I sit back down. I don't know if you know this, but we've had a great, great season for corn this year. Some of you probably know this, but yeah, I mean, it's higher. And when I first moved to Highland, I thought, gosh dang, we got corn. And I don't know if you know this, but we have some corn fields around us. But we have a booster that gave us a big donation. And so for one of our scrimmages, we flew down to Puerto Rico to scrimmage. You know, we've got the Puerto Rican girl who didn't make a shot all year until we played Johnson, and then she made one late last year. But so we flew down there to have a scrimmage and got down there. Well, we're getting ready to get on the plane. I don't know if you know my point guard is from Holton, but Holton's a little rural town here in Kansas. She's really a country girl. Everybody, you know, you don't know how country someone is and what their experiences are, but I'm trying to learn about my team as we go, and we're getting on the plane. I've got some kids that are worldly. We have a Brazilian. She's very comfortable getting on the plane, but some of them are nervous, and Ryan's really nervous. First time she's flown, she got on the plane, and she's really nervous, and we take off, and we're up in the air, and it's a long flight, and she's just, Coach, my ears are killing me. And so my assistant said, hey, Ryan, here's some gum. You know, try this. This will help. So we're about 15, 20 minutes into the flight, and she's just complaining. She's like, Coach, I've put this gum in one ear, but this other one is still hurting. And so our team is not the most worldly team. we're young again. We're not very big. We're not very fast. And I probably dislike this team the same as I've disliked all my teams up to this point. Our biggest strength as we look better in our uniforms is we actually have 13 or 14 kids, but we still look the same when we go out there and we're all colorblind. We can't figure out who to throw it to or who to guard. But with the corn being better, I feel much better about our season because I think our harvest will be great this year and we'll probably have better boosters. Thanks.
Seward County and Toby Wynn.
About to get out. It's good to be here. It's always good to come to Wichita, see everybody, and just looking forward to another fun year in the Jayhawk. And I guess this is going to be number 10 for me, so it's just kind of getting the same routine every year. But I really like my team. I really do. I don't know if I've liked my team as much over the last 4 years as I do this team, because I think they work really hard. And I told John and Emily I was going to talk longer than 30 seconds, and I've done that. So good luck to everybody.
Butler County and Mike Helmer.
Well, first of all, I'd say probably our biggest adjustment is, you know, moving to the East. I've told a couple of coaches, you know, when we had to do the rankings, I had no idea on the East from the standpoint of I paid attention when I had to play in the playoffs, and other than that I really haven't paid that much attention except for Indy, of course, playing them every year. So the one positive I can see about being in the East, and I'm pretty excited about it, is I have no more of those 5-hour, 6-hour bus trips to Colby, Garden City, those deals. You know, we've already been talking. We'll be home by 8:30, 9:30, you know, somewhere in there. So that's an advantage. But as far as our team goes, you know, if you look at our roster, people say we've got a lot returning. In reality, we don't. We have 3 players that played you know, we'll return from last year's team. We have 4 girls that were redshirted due to injury. One, unfortunately, we've already lost again. Her career is now over. So that, you know, the injury thing has already bit us a little bit. You know, the biggest thing is staying healthy. We got to replace a lot. You know, 4 starters from losing Bonner and Ty and, you know, some, and the other 2, I mean, that's replacing a lot, especially Jamila from the standpoint of rebounding. You know, if our kids can learn how to play hard, we got to play a little harder and really get after it, then, you know, I think the newcomers will be a nice fit with the returners. You know, my biggest thing I'll say in closing the meeting is I feel a lot better that we can take charges now, since everybody told me we weren't going to be able to take charges. I feel better knowing the new rule and the charge thing. So, good to see everybody, and I can't wait to see you guys in the season. Any questions? Thank you.
Johnson County and Ben Conrad.
I'm Felipe McCree, assistant coach at Johnson County. First of all, Coach Conrad sends his apologies. He was a little bit under the weather today, so he wasn't able to come down this morning. A little bit about our team. We return a ton of experience. You know, we're, I think, 6 of our top 8 come back this year. The group that went 30-2 and won the Jayhawk East for the 2nd consecutive year. You know, like everybody, staying healthy is going to be key for us. Our guard play is going to be strong. Integrating some of our younger kids with a really good recruiting class that we have, getting those kids to buy into our culture and do the things that kind of the Johnson County way. And, you know, in our little part of the conference, I guess, if you will, we'll be chasing Highland and VJ Smith. So just looking for a great year. Wish everybody good luck. Thanks.
Hutchinson Community College and John Onches.
We return 4 kids, 1 returning starter in Jamie Patrick. Another kid that will be important for us is our point guard play with Javante Hill. We have 9 freshmen, so you know, like everyone else, we'll play a lot of young kids. Not very deep in the post. Guard play will be our strength, just with depth, but with only 4 post players, that's going to be the challenge for us this year. So, any questions? Thank you. Good luck.
Cali County and Todd Clark.
Have Katrina Caldwell left our staff, and we miss her a great deal. Have a new assistant coach, Troy Thrasher, who was at Brown Mackey last year. And most of you know Troy, I'm pretty sure. He stinks. Well, I told him I was going to say that, but he's doing a good job for us. We're adjusting, but it's been a good change for us. Do have a returner in Mia Gronis that played a bunch as a freshman, a very nice player. Have 2 others, Emily Harris and Ashley Byers, who actually redshirted, who are returners for us. And so, you know, like everybody else whining about, we're pretty young after that. So hopefully we'll be competitive. We'll just have to see. So I'll adjourn 2 meetings today. Sweet.
I guess that concludes our press conference. Have a good, safe trip home.